President Obama has issued his much-anticipated executive order aimed at expanding background checks for gun buyers. Reaction in Maine among dealers and the state's members of Congress is mixed. Mal Leary has more.
Fred Emerson wasn't all that impressed by the president's order.
I don't think what he's doing would have affected anything that has happened.
Emerson owns All Sports Performance, a gun dealer business in Herman. He says he doubts that requiring more background checks will prevent people who shouldn't be buying guns from getting their hands on them.
You know, you got mental health issues, you got people selling privately, that this has nothing to do with, you know, you're selling something to your neighbor, one gun or two guns or whatever. That still would have happened.
And some members of Maine's congressional delegation agree with Emerson. In a statement, Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin says the president's action is misguided and does not address the real threat of gun violence from terrorists. Republican Senator Susan Collins says she believes the president has gone too far in expanding on his own the definition of who qualifies as a gun dealer.
The president has gone about this entirely the wrong way. Once again, we've seen the president overstep his executive authority. And every time he has done this, it has not ended well.
Collins says she has supported improving the background check system, but says the president needs to work with Congress, not around it.
It would be so much better if the president would work with Congress to come up with legislation that strengthened the background checks, which is a goal that I do share with the president.
This won't stop every shooting, but it could go a long way.
First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, says she supports the president's action and believes it's a positive step toward addressing the problem.
Americans are just tired of Congress doing nothing. They feel like these horrendous shootings happen, and we should be doing everything that we can to prevent them from happening. And I think the president just feels a sense of frustration and believes that it's partly, you know, his duty to act when Congress doesn't.
Senator Angus King, an independent, says he has concerns about the president's use of an executive order to change the background check system under federal law. He says his first reading of the order suggests that it's very limited and tries to address a serious loophole in the law.
What they're really doing is leveling the playing field between commercial gun sellers and those who are circumventing the regulations and are actually in the business of selling guns but aren't going through the background check.
In addition to the executive order, the president is asking Congress for an additional $500 million for mental health treatment services, citing the connection that has been made in several instances of gun violence and mental health problems. Collins and Pingree serve on the Appropriations Committees of the Senate and House, and both say they are open to supporting additional federal mental health funding, either as a standalone bill or as part of the annual budget process. But they need details on how the money will be spent. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.